A brass band brought up the rear of the Occupy Wall Street march last night. It drew thousands of supporters who passed through Foley Square and across the Brooklyn Bridge, by far the largest event in what was billed as a day of action. The march had a festive air with all kinds of people of all ages and many union members. As the band faded in the distance, march supporter Donna Romo used a trash bag to pick up the debris the crowd left behind.
Well, I'm just here because I know the media loves saying, oh, and finding all the bad things, look how dirty this is and everything like that. So I said, well, no, we're going to clean it up.
Earlier in the day, many of the images coming out of the protest were confrontational as demonstrators tried to disrupt business as usual on Wall Street. Throughout the day, about 250 people were arrested. Several officers and 10 protesters were injured, treated, and released. It all started just after 7 a.m. when hundreds of protesters left Zuccotti Park and fanned out through the financial district with the aim of interrupting the opening bell at the stock exchange. Mario Rodriguez was there trying to help organize the protesters in smaller groups of marchers. He's the director of organizing for DC 37, the largest public employee union in the city.
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to demonstrate how to rebuild society on the street that has destroyed our society.
But for many who work in the financial district, the day began with a bottleneck with barricades blocking intersections all along Wall Street. And it wasn't just there. Those barricades extended to many of the smaller winding streets that make up Lower Manhattan. Arlene, who would only give her first name, works for a corporation in the area. She and her friend were struggling to access the entrance to their building. Police told her to try another route, but that didn't work either.
Well, we get here to the corner here, and they said we can't go that way. We got to find another way. So it's something has to be done because it's a lot of inconvenience for a lot of the working people.
By mid-morning, more than 100 protesters had been arrested. Clashes between police and a crowd at Zuccotti Park occurred when a group of protesters removed the metal barricades around the perimeter. Adam Rybeck, a 40-year-old financial advisor, challenged the protesters to explain their goals.
A-plus for raising public awareness. Now, what's the next plan? Because I've come here with people, and I've asked, what is your plan? If President Barack Obama stopped what he was doing, came here right now and said, what can I do to help? You guys don't have one leader.
It's not about leaders, dude.
Okay, so then what do you want?
By evening, Mayor Bloomberg said he felt the protesters had been able to exercise their right of expression without inconveniencing the rest of the city.
So far, the real story is there have been, I think it's fair to say, minimal disruptions to people, and most protesters have, in all fairness, acted responsibly.
Police say protesters held overnight in city custody will go before a judge today.